limited government, individual responsibility, job creation, lower taxes, less government regulation, free enterprise, a strong national defense, a strong foreign policy that we haven't been getting from this administration, and strong families. I do that every day. I have a great opportunity, and my constituents have a great opportunity in my capacity as chairman of the House Judiciary Committee to stand up for civil liberties. It was my work as chairman of the House Judiciary Committee that stopped the Obama amnesty program that he was pushing through the United States Senate. And it's been my work with the states that have resulted in when he took his pen and his cell phone and decided to do it on his own. The states banded together, 26 of them, and filed a lawsuit. I led an effort in the House to file an amicus brief in support of the states to stop the president. That Ted Cruz did the same thing in the United States Senate. We worked together. It ultimately resulted in the House passing a resolution to file an amicus brief on behalf of the entire House of Representatives, which led to our being able to actually have our attorneys argue along with the state's attorneys in the Supreme Court. We're waiting on that decision now.
How important do you think it is, Congressman, that your seniority now, I guess 22 years in Congress, and your position as chair of the Judiciary Committee, how important is that seniority at this point?
Well, it's certainly very helpful in terms of being chairman of the Judiciary Committee, which is not based entirely on seniority. It's also based upon merit, because your Republican colleagues, the majority party, gets to choose who will be the chairman of that committee. But I have their confidence, and I work with people all across the spectrum of the Republican conference and make sure that we pass good conservative legislation out of the committee. Things like the USA Freedom Act that stopped the government gathering of metadata, telephone metadata, but it also stops other types of data, like the government gathering information about your financial records or your health records. All of that has been stopped by legislation that we originated in the Judiciary Committee, passed through the House of Representatives, passed the Senate, and was signed into law by the president, and it's now the law of the land. It's been in effect for a year, and it has definitely worked.
We're talking with 6th District Republican Congressman Bob Goodlatte. A couple questions about the primary. Number one, your primary opponent, Harry Grego, calls himself a constitutional conservative. Do you consider yourself to be a constitutional conservative?
Well, as chairman of the committee in the United States House of Representatives that is charged with responsibility for all constitutional amendments, for all oversight of any executive branch or other actions related to our Constitution, protecting our Bill of Rights, all of that is the chief responsibility of the committee, I certainly am a constitutional conservative.
Harry Grego has questioned some of your votes and stands on Obamacare, and immigration has been banners all around town. What say you about, is he misinterpreting your stands on things like immigration and Obamacare?
Well, the signs that someone has put out using his name are simply not accurate. I mean, I voted against Obamacare when Nancy Pelosi originally brought it up. When we got the majority, we have passed innumerable bills through the House of Representatives repealing it, defunding it, repealing parts of it, defunding parts of it. And we've also led lawsuits in that regard. We had a victory in the courts just 2 weeks ago when a district court said that the Obama administration had exceeded their authority and taking funds from one place to use them to fund a part of Obamacare. We're going to continue that fight until we repeal and replace it with common sense reforms that hold down the cost of health care without making government the chief arbiter of health care in people's lives.
Now, one thing Grego did say is that, because it's a quote from a site, that current Republican leadership ignores current immigration law, and I think he lumped you in there. What say you about that?
Well, that's flat out false. I mean, the fact of the matter is, efforts that Obama has undertaken to give amnesty to millions of people who are illegally in the country were blocked by me. When legislation came over the Senate to the House, it came to the House Judiciary Committee, we said, we're not doing that. When he took his pen and his cell phone and he did it himself, even after the president had on more than 20 occasions in public speeches said he didn't have the constitutional authority to do it, he did it anyway. We supported the effort of 26 states to challenge the president in the courts. So far, we're winning that battle as well. He has been stopped, and I played a key role in that effort.